He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, what a day. What a past 24 hours this has been for the Cleveland Browns. A lot of fun. Nothing like this since we launched this show back a couple of years ago. I'll tell you that. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much Browns news to talk about. A big day. A big, big day here in Berea. And it was highlighted by the introduction of Paul Kruger, the newest Brown, to the media. Tomorrow, Desmond Bryant is going to be introduced to the media, the other big free agent signing that this team has done among four signings that they've had. But the two headliners, and the really big headliner, Kruger, but definitely Desmond Bryant coming aboard. And on this show tonight, we are going to discuss in great detail all these moves that have been made, this flurry of activity. Bernie Kosar is going to be with us to talk about that shortly. But we're going to have exclusively the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. He's going to be here to talk about it, as well as Paul Kruger himself. He'll be on this show. We know he's been visiting other media throughout. He had a news conference today, but we'll get our one-on-one chat with him. And Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, is going to help me put in perspective all that we've, again, seen this team do in a very short period of time. It's really been remarkable and amazing and fun. You can feel the energy in this place, the palpable energy. They said they were going to go out and make big moves. They're going out and making big moves. I mean, we heard it from the top of the organization, and all you can do now, and yes, it's March, and winning March does not necessarily mean that you win December or January, when it really counts to be a team that's contending, but that's what the goal is, to get there, and you got to start somewhere, and this is where the Browns are starting, with key moves like this. Again, bringing Paul Kruger, a sack-rushing terror, pass-rushing terror, sacker from the Ravens onto this football team, from a Super Bowl champions onto this football team. That in itself is a real statement-making move.
Bernie.
Really, really exciting day here in Berea, as we've been talking about. And joining us now is Bernie Kosar, in town for all the excitement, the signing of Paul Kruger, the signing of Desmond Bryant, right at Quinton Groves. I mean, this team has really just been so aggressive here in these opening, I'm going to say day, you know, the opening day, it's hours of free agency.
Yeah, you can feel the electricity in the air, and to get guys like that, I think adds to the excitement here, no doubt about it. But, you know, when so much was made in the offseason about, God, should we go from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4? You know, what type of moves could we do? And pluses and minuses of both. You know, you could see, though, making a move to the 3-4 and the types of signings that we're able to get, I think, no doubt, really impressive. And I got to say, you know, it really bodes well for to see how, like, guys like Brian Wiedmeyer and how he did getting the cap in place over the last couple few years, because we see so many teams now in the league that are having to cut really good players because there's so much up against the cap, and they have to actually, instead of adding players, they're having to subtract players. And, you know, with the Browns being in a good salary cap position like we were, to be one of the teams that's capable of adding marquee players that are in almost in the really in the prime of their careers. I mean, and guys like Paul, 27, 28 years old, guys that are not north of 30, and it's something I think that not only is going to help in the short run, but also help going forward in the long run and really laying a foundation for the future also.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Bernie, about how the cap space, you know, being created over a matter, that doesn't happen overnight. It happened over a period of time. So in the past few years, that was the effort to get it there. And as you mentioned, they were in position this year, this team, this organization, to do some things. I think the real key was the best marriage of getting cap space down and then having the new ownership, having Jimmy Haslam come in and Joe Banner come in with that mentality of being aggressive, because you don't make the moves that this team's has made with signing a Paul Kruger and then signing a Desmond Bryant and doing those two big moves plus the additional free agency moves that have been made just in a matter of 24 hours or less. You don't do that with a passive attitude that has frankly existed here before, or that sense of, hey, we're just not going to spend the money. We're just going to concentrate on trimming down. This ownership and this management team is about, and I want to use the word just making a splash. It's about investing in winning.
Yeah, well, no doubt investing in it. And I first and foremost, you do have to recognize, like you said, Mr. Haslam and his family. I mean, to go out and spend almost $100 million in the last 24 hours, I mean, salute to him to be able to do it, and then two, to do it.
To be willing to do it.
But
yeah.
I got to also maybe disagree with you for a second. You know, aggressive, like people are saying the Browns are, and like we're talking about, you know, I think sometimes my definition of aggressive is when you have to do things and you speculate and you maybe potentially put yourself at risk for the future years with the salary cap. I mean, we were in such good shape with the salary cap, and I think what Mr. Banner's done and the operations people, these contracts are still fit within the parameters of a healthy team that's not going to still be up against the salary cap,
right.
and whether it's now and in the future. And again, I'm not sure we should all be sitting around our tables here hoping for another couple big signings, but it's also been done so well with these current contracts of getting guys now that over the next month or two, there's going to be some also opportunity, as we talked yesterday, about the potential for even more free agents, though, that are more of a bargain basement price,
right,
to
right.
add guys. And that's the exciting thing for, I think, all of us here. And I know you've pointed out numerous times, is there's still moves and opportunity to do within the salary cap, and I think that definitely bodes well for us Browns fans.
And Bernie, the overwhelming statement that's been made is that this team feels the quickest path to success is defense, is having that strong defense. Now, they believe they want that strong passing game, that outstanding quarterback, all those elements that you need to win in this league. But I think to probably shorten the path to make it a faster or more accelerated move to being a contender, they want to be a team that can dominate defensively. And these moves of adding Kruger and Desmond Bryant and of course now Quinton Groves to that front seven, guys who all fit well with what Ray Horton wants to do with mixing and matching fronts and tearing after the quarterback. I mean, he's got that plus what is already in place.
Absolutely. And again, not that we had the inside information and not that we're Nostradamus wannabes, but we've been talking, and even as late as yesterday, about how you can never have enough front seven guys
right.
that get after the quarterback. And our offensive line was probably one of the strengths of our team last year, so we were physical up there. And the front seven and getting after the quarterback from the defensive perspective, it's definitely imperative. And the three guys that we've signed, the three guys you just mentioned, all fit into that package of creating pressure on the outside. Bryant in the middle with already a good, strong group of defensive tackles and collapsing the pocket from the center and guards from the inside out. It's definitely the way I believe in playing football.
All right, Bernie, we thank you.
Sounds good.
All right, we are just getting this thing going. You heard from the quarterback. Next, you're going to hear from the head coach. Exclusive one-on-one with Rob Schadzinski, kind of putting in perspective this big, big day out here in Berea. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Fort Wayne. Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, coffee lovers. Bernie Kosar here. Every season is a coffee season, so what better time than now to try Josie's Java House Coffee. Personally, it's my favorite. Great tasting and organic. It's sure to be your favorite, too. Man, they had a coffee hall of fame. Josie's Java House would be in it for sure. Now, you can pick up a bag of Josie's Java House coffee at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus Individual Health Insurance Plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Get the Sunnyside Audi in Middleburg Heights for Northeast Ohio's best selection of new at Audi Certified pre-owned units. Check out these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only 6 year in a row Magna Society dealer, ranked number one Audi sales satisfaction dealer in the United States by J.D. Power, and their team has over a combined 150 years sales and service experience. Papa I-71 on Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, now with extended service hours. Go to sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside.
It's a football Wednesday, free agent frenzy hitting Berea, Ohio. Right here, the home of the Cleveland Browns, and Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Brown season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. He's the head coach of the Browns, and he has been part of a very busy 24 hours or so, probably more than that. Rob Chudzinski, Coach, welcome to the show, and how are you holding up?
Thanks, Vic. It's an exciting time.
It really is to have these new players join the team. And, you know, let's start with Paul Kruger, the headline of this whole thing in free agency. I think the nice part of this is that it seems to be working out precisely as what we heard Jimmy Haslam, what we heard Joe Banner said it would be, that there would be, right at the start of this thing, you know, a very aggressive approach by this team, utilizing the cap space that's there and making these moves to help make this team better.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, we said sat down a number of weeks ago and started formulating and sitting together and talking about, you know, what we wanted to do to shape the team. And the plan, you know, through the course of those few weeks came together, and the details we started putting together and, you know, watching the guys on tape and starting, you know, the free agency part of the plan. And obviously we'll work through the draft part of the plan and then the development part of the plan once we get them in there. But we're off to a good start and feel good about how things are going now.
You know, obviously you did not, weren't part of the AFC North while Paul Kruger has been in the league these past 4 years, but you study a lot of players in the league and your past 2 years in Carolina. Everybody's on your radar. I know that. But what were some of the impressions you had of him, and what were your thoughts just about the guy that you knew, and of course the guy that you're getting now?
Well, we actually had, when I was in San Diego, Paul was on Baltimore. And that's the last time that, you know, we played, or I was part of a team that played Baltimore. And so I knew him a little bit from there, and he was a guy that you noticed. And, you know, so that was a number of years ago. Certainly, you know, you see the effect he had as a pass rusher, and looking in, especially in the playoffs this year, and that jumps out at you. He's a physical guy. He's an explosive guy. You know, he plays with a relentless motor. And, you know, as you look and you know, some of the things we wanted to talk or incorporate as part of our defense, as our identity, is, you know, that attacking, aggressive type player, the guy who's relentless, the guy who's going to outwork everybody and play that way. And, you know, that's the identity of what we want as a player as a person. He's an outstanding guy in the locker room. He brings a lot to the locker room as well. And so, you know, that's why we're excited.
You know, and I think about this of you. You're rooted in offense, I mean, as a coach and as a former player, having been a tight end in college. But you, as the head coach, you have to see the big picture. You have to see everything that can make your team good and outstanding. And it's just interesting to me that as the head coach, you take in the first moves that this team made in free agency, an outside linebacker in Paul Kruger, a defensive lineman in Desmond Bryant, another linebacker in Quinton Groves, you know, right down until you get to the tight end that you worked with in Carolina. But when you break it down, it's a very heavy emphasis on defense, and your understanding, I guess, from the big picture of why you need to have that.
Well, it's critical, and especially in this division, to have a strong defense. And the heart of the defense, it always starts with your front seven. And, you know, we have to have, you know, physical players. I'm a firm believer in your lines up front on offense and defense are the most important places when you have to start there. I've been on teams and been part of teams where we had major injuries in those areas, and it just kills you. So, you know, this is an important part of it. Affecting the quarterback and generating pass rush was one of the biggest things that we wanted to be able to do in the offseason to address, and we'll address with the scheme as well. And so, again, we're excited from all those standpoints of what we've been able to do. The work is not done. We have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And obviously getting the guys in and developing and learning the system and doing those things as well, and still have a lot of other areas that you know, we want to add some more people to. So that'll be ongoing. This is a process we're going through, and again, following through with the plan that we sat down and a number of weeks ago started working on.
And you talked about this before, Coach, about wanting to get the players who want to be part of the Cleveland Browns. That was extremely important to you and to this organization, not just you, but, I mean, Joe Banner also referenced this. So in selecting these particular players to be the newest Browns, and when you go down that list that we talked about, again, Gary Barnidge being the tight end who's part of this as well, what are the traits that are the common thread between them that make you believe and know that they're right fits for this team, not just the respective positions?
Well, I think it goes back, you know, it starts with good people, good athletes, good players, guys who won't be outworked, guys who are tough, and guys who want to be Cleveland Browns. And, you know, if I can summarize it in that way, simply, it would be put in those terms.
Right. And with regard to Paul Kruger, you sense too that, in just listening to him talk about it, I mean, he was part of something great there, obviously, in Baltimore, won a Super Bowl there, but surrounded by all these key defensive components and legendary names like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and a big name like Terrell Suggs. And you also get the sense that he wants to establish kind of his own identity now too.
Right. And, you know, and one of the things that stands out, you know, in talking to Paul, and in the short amount of time we got a chance to talk to Paul, and as well as with Dez, is, you know, those guys are guys who have chips on their shoulders. And you love football players who have chips on their shoulders and want to prove, you know, and every day want to prove themselves on the field, you know, in the games and practice. and, you know, around the facility, and, mm-hmm. and that's contagious. And, you know, that's something that we want to establish and the kind of attitude that we want guys to have around the building.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, that's another key is the very important, the chemistry, the fit in the locker room as well. How do you see that evolving with new players who come aboard on a team that is actually pretty young in many respects? Is that an advantage that you don't have maybe all that many, quote, established Browns players, that when you introduce newer guys to the locker room who are, quote, you know, the guys that you brought in, the guys that this leadership of the team has brought in, that there would be more of a seamless transition than the awkwardness that goes with, you know, a team that's been well established and, you know, hey, who are these new guys coming in here and what makes them so great? You know, that thing.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, because chemistry is so critical on a football team, is that when you're looking at guys that you know and find out and research, you know, what kind of people they are and how have they operated in, you know, the team environment before. And, you know, all these guys are top-notch in that way, and you know, one of the things, and, you know, talking to some guys on the team that, you know, I wanted to make sure of, talking to DeQuell Jackson and talking to the Joe Thomases and those guys that have been around, is that the guys that we're bringing in to the locker room, that they're going to be guys that they are players now and are the leaders and the guys that have been here for a while would want in the locker room. And, you know, that's an important part of things. And so, you know, the guys we're bringing in are going to be those type of guys and our type of guys, you know, Cleveland Brown kind of guys.
Sure, sure. Desmond Bryant, an interesting pickup, because I think had a lot of people looked at the, quote, need list, maybe defensive line wouldn't have jumped out as much. But when you hear more about what he's about as a versatile player, as, you know, he was a defensive tackle and part of a 4-3 scheme coming into a 3-4 scheme, where you've had people like Phil Taylor and Ataba Rubin as tackles already, John Hughes has been here from last year, that you don't just pigeonhole him there. He's a guy who's got that athletic ability and versatility.
Extremely versatile. He's played a lot of different positions for the Raiders out there, and, you know, he was at defensive end, lined up there. He lined up in defensive tackle. He lined up on the nose. He lined up on the right side. He lined up on the left side. So he's done a lot of different things and gives you a lot of versatility there. Again, a outstanding athlete. Along with the other guys that we've spoke of that we're signing, feel like those guys' best football is ahead of them. They've mm-hmm. shown some good things up to this point and a lot of growth, and we feel like their arrow is still pointing up, and that's an important part of the guys that we wanted to get in here as well.
Yeah, Quentin Groves and Gary Barnage, and you know Gary from the couple of years you spent in Carolina.
I do. I know Gary. He had an injury the first year I was there and missed most of the season, but the second year came back and really showed a lot of promise and improvement as the season went on, and to the point where more towards the end of the season he played a lot more and was outstanding on special teams. A good player and a guy that you saw, again, the arrow pointing up.
Well, Coach, I know this is an extremely busy time. We appreciate that you took some time out to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And we look forward to more of these conversations, because it sounds like it's just getting started.
Just getting started. Got a long ways to go and a lot of work to do, but we're on our way.
Beautiful. He is Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Oh. We'll
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's a football Wednesday, and we are loving life here in Berea because we always do, but we love it more now because exciting stuff is happening. Things are going on. Free agents are being signed, and you're going to want to hear from this guy in this segment, which is driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to be joined right now by the newest Cleveland Brown, Paul Krueger. Paul, welcome, first of all, to Cleveland, and welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how exciting is this for you?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a wild couple of days, and you know, just couldn't ask for better people to be a part of it with. And so just everything I've experienced since I've been here has been class A, and just really excited.
And this is a familiar, obviously, team, an opponent, someone that you've played twice a year for the past four seasons with the Ravens. You know about the whole history, the rivalry thing. So does coming aboard to a team like this, even though it is a new team for you and a new uniform, is there something to that familiarity that kind of helps bridge that a little bit?
I think so. I mean, I think anytime you're, you know, you stay within the division or you're playing against familiar opponents, it gives you an advantage. Or at least adds to your strengths, you know, and so I think that's definitely something that I'm looking forward to, and you know, I'm feeling happy to be a part of it because it's you know, I'm playing against guys I'm used to,
right?
And then now, you know, being able to play against Baltimore is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I looked at the calendar. I thought about this yesterday when the agreement was reached and you were coming aboard here, and I said, here's a guy. And I'll call you a kid, for me at least. But here's a kid who, what a heady thing. He comes off his best NFL season, 9 sacks, 4.5 in the regular season, 4.5 sacks in the postseason, wins the Super Bowl with that team, and now hits free agency as one of the biggest splash signings with all that goes with that. And I'm just wondering how you've been able to kind of take that all. You seem pretty steady and calm. You were in your news conference, but, man, your head's got to be swirling a little bit.
A little bit. I leave most of the head swirling to Joe Panos and Dave Dunn, though.
There you go.
Those guys are took good care of me over there, athletes first. You know, the agents have done a, you know, fabulous job making this process really easy. So it's kind of something, you know, you're making big decisions and you're putting yourself out there. It's a, you know, something you're not used to, and it's different for me. I mean, you know, 4 years is a long time that
sure.
I was in Baltimore, and so now coming to a new team, you know, it's going to be a big adjustment, but, you know, I'm ready for it.
We're going to talk a lot about the football stuff, but let's talk about you, the kind of person that joins this team, to let people just know a little bit about you. Your parents are with you today. They're in the studio. You mentioned your representation here as well, but your family and what you represent from that standpoint, and just give us a capsule idea of what Paul Krueger is all about.
You know, just I'm from Utah, so, you know, I grew up in a middle class neighborhood, and you know, I grew up close to the mountains, so something I experienced a lot was just outdoor, you know, mm-hmm. activities, hunting, fishing, you know, skiing, whatever it is. Extremely close to my family. I got two brothers that are just leaving school now at the University of Utah, entering the draft, and so, you know, very tightly knit group, you know, of people, from the parents down, So, you know, what I represent basically is you know, somebody that can identify with the fan base here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in a similar environment, and I understand, you know, what it's like to, you know, have to work for things. I understand what it's like to, you know, grow up with a close family and share, you know, share pastimes. And so whether it's going to a Browns game or going up the canyon, going skiing, I mean,
right.
It's all experiences you enjoy with people. And, so, you know, I think for me, it just, you know, I represent somebody who works hard for what he's got, and somebody who's going to bring a lot to the table.
And, you know, what you're describing sounds like a very grounded background, and then I think of that, and I think of the NFL, and the NFL being very high profile, being very much a world of entertainment and publicity and the whole works, and being on that team that you were previously on, the Ravens, and all the attention they got. How did you balance those two things out, what you were about as a person to being Mr. NFL, you know, star linebacker?
Well, I'm also about kicking some tail on the football field too. So, you know, you just gotta learn how to combine the two.
Right.
You know, you gotta learn when to turn off the family man and turn on the showman, you know, and turn on the guy who's going to make plays and you know, be a, you know, a fiery player on the field. So, you know, the NFL is definitely a world of you know, excitement and allure and, you know, all those things you just said. And so it was a learning curve for me for sure. You know, my first couple of years, I definitely had to understand how to take it, you know, take it in and, you know, learn how to, you know, handle yourself.
Paul Krueger joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Paul, thinking about, and you referenced this in your news conference, who you were surrounded by, legendary figures, and Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs and Ed Reed and all those people, all those iconic people around you, and they do create shadows. But you managed to emerge from that, and by your fourth season, you became the guy that people were noticing. But just kind of talk about what that process was like to spend those 4 years around guys like that, the influences that they were, and maybe at some point you probably said, hey, I kind of want to be maybe not in the shadows.
Yeah. Yeah. It, you know, playing with guys like that gives you opportunities to learn and to grow as a player. It also drives you because, you know, you're going to have to fight for something if you want to get on the field, if you want to be playing, if you want to hear your name being called, you know, throughout the stadium. You better be doing something special because, you know, there's a lot of other good players around you.
Sure.
Who are there to pick up the plays that you don't make. So I think that's what it taught me, you know, just to be extremely competitive, you know, which I've always been. But, you know, you just have to, figure out who you are and then run with it, you know, figure out what you do well that nobody else does.
And, you know, in listening to what you had said earlier, about, again, coming out of those shadows and then coming into this team, this situation. You know, you were part of a team that obviously valued you as a pass rusher, as a pass rushing force, as a difference maker off the edge. But you don't want to just be a pure pass rusher. You want to be this complete player as well.
Right. Yeah. I think I'm more complete than people realize. You know, and that's just me.
Yeah.
You know, being me. But I want to prove that, you know, this next year. I feel like just my opportunities on the field were given to me as a third down pass rusher.
Right.
So it's something I'm excited about, you know, and something I'm looking forward to getting into.
And Ray Horton and this defense, you've heard a lot about it. You know it's based on the Pittsburgh Steelers scheme and such. And very similar, I guess, to what you were doing in Baltimore. But give me some sense of how you see yourself fitting into this and what kind of conversations have you had maybe briefly with Ray Horton so far?
You know, just basic, you know, game plan talk, but it's nothing different than what I've been doing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be moving around playing different positions, but outside linebacker is my spot. You know, I'll be dropping into coverage once in a while, but most of the time I'll be, you know, getting after the passer or playing up on the line, so... I love the way that he's described his game plan attitude. You know, it's all
in what respect? Yeah.
Yeah, just downhill attack mode. You know, we're coming to take your head off style defense, and that's you know, those are the defenses that people don't want to face. Those are the defenses that win championships. So I'm really looking forward to getting into it.
You said another key thing in the news conference about trust, building trust with teammates as the new guy, but a guy who is established, who's established himself in his career. Does the fact that you can walk into this locker room with a Super Bowl ring, which you'll receive at some point from the Ravens, will that make a difference, you think, in how you're viewed, not just the contract and not just the hype over free agency, but that you're part of a championship, you contributed to that?
Yeah.
Do you expect that to be something that, you know, permeates within the Browns locker room?
I think so. I think if if people allow it to, you know, it will. I learned a lot from going to that Super Bowl and just being a part of that playoff run, and you know, when you're on a team like that, you understand what it's like to be on a team who's used to winning, and so you know what the attitude feels like. You know what practice feels like. You know how to prepare on a winning standpoint. So anytime you can help bring that to the table, that's a powerful thing.
Paul, appreciate the time. I know we'll have many conversations going forward, but again, congratulations and welcome to Cleveland.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
He is Paul Kruger. He joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Have you had precancers, also called actinic keratosis? Prolonged exposure to the sun can cause small, rough, scaly patches on the face known as actinic keratosis. These common precancers are called AKs and are often treated by dermatologists using liquid nitrogen sprays. Hebert Dermatology is conducting a clinical research study for actinic keratosis. This study is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of an investigational cream for AKs on the face or balding scalp. All study medication or placebo and study-related medical care is provided to you at no cost. You're compensated for your time and travel once your participation is complete. If you've ever had precancers treated by a physician, you may be a candidate. Call 216-932-5200 to find out more about this study. That's 216-932-5200 and ask for research. Call today.
Start St. Patrick's Day Sunday at West Park Station with a special edition of Munch in the Morning, broadcasting live from 7 to 9 at West Park Station in Cam's Corners. West Park Station opens at 6 Sunday with live entertainment all day, including the Cuyahoga String Band, Irish Step Dancers, the Burke School of Dance, Cleveland Pipes and Drums, and much, much more. That's Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, West Park Station opens 6 a.m., Munch in the Morning, live 7 to 9, and there's fun all day long at West Park Station, Lorraine Road, just east of Rocky River Drive.
Vic Carucci, thanking you for hanging out with me on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Fun show, and it's only going to get better from here, I'm telling you. But first, let me tell you this. Parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Strength, and Skill Clinic. It's a two-day clinic on March 22nd, 23rd, and is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds, and it's only $50. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. He is the voice of the Browns, and he joins us here on a big news day in Berea. The media meets Paul Kruger, the newest Brown. What were your thoughts of what you saw in the news conference today, Jim?
Oh, I think a terrific player. I always enjoyed watching him play. I always feared him from the line of vision that we had, Vic, when he would come in there and play against the Browns and rush against the Browns and do some really, you know, destructive things to an offense. And I thought he had a great year this year in the two games against Cleveland, but certainly in all of their games, and especially in their playoff run when you had a chance to watch them play in and play out. He was a very destructive force. And I thought, I just love the aggressive attitude of the Browns to go out 4 o'clock, bang, yesterday, go get him. Don't fool around. You know that he's a player that's desired by many teams. You know that you're making the switch to that defense that he's going to excel in. You need his kind of player, and they went out and got him, and I think that's important.
They made a statement. I mean, this wasn't just a signing. They made a statement. It was going to cost a lot of money to make a move like that, to act early in free agency. As Joe Banner talked about during the news conference, it's like, you know, you have these moves in your mind, and you get them right away on the first day, as he put it, or you don't get them. So they got this guy. They also got Desmond Bryant,
right,
the defensive lineman from Oakland. But starting with Kruger, I think with Kruger you have that defining piece of what this 3-4 is supposed to be. This is supposed to have that pass rushing terror, that guy, as you said, that you're afraid of. And I think opponents now line up for the first time in a while, look at the Browns front and say, we've got to do something about this guy, and one guy probably won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, and I think that benefits everybody then. I mean, I really do. I remember last year when, you know, we wanted to see what it would be like when Phil Taylor would get back into the lineup and he'd be in there with Ataba Rubin and how those two would feed off each other. So now, and remember, Jabal Sheard then excelled at that point in time because you had more pieces to the defense. So you're right. You need this kind of guy, and I think then everybody gets to play a little bit more singularly. And, you know, and he won't probably, right, because it's probably going to take more than one person to keep him out of that offensive backfield. And I think then other people are going to be able to feed off of that and get to play their game with a little less traffic in front of them. But The new thing for him now, Vic, is that he stood alongside great players on that Baltimore defense.
Right, right.
Now he will stand on this Browns defense, and players will look to him and say, you were a part of a great defense. We think you're a great player. So did the organization. We're going to follow you.
Yeah,
and I think that's a new role for him. And how he excels at that is going to be very interesting to watch.
I think it's interesting for him, too.
Definitely.
Just listening to how he talks about this and addresses it, that, you know, he referred to them as like the bigger brothers.
Sure.
Ray Lewis, of course, Halati Nada, you know, having Terrell Suggs there. I mean, he was surrounded, Ed Reed, he's surrounded by some iconic players. And particularly within that front seven of Suggs and Nada and Ray Lewis. And I think it also sounds like, you know, he knows he was labeled this pass rusher guy, this pure pass rusher. He wants to be more than that. He wants to be an every down player.
And I think that the Browns and what they did and what they paid to get him, I think that's going to be important that he can do that. I mean, this is not a one down guy here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they had the license and the flexibility to be able to do that in Baltimore. I can just tell you this, whether he was on the field for one down or three downs or whenever, you knew he was on the field.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You always had to identify where he was, and he just had an exceptional year this year, and he hit it big. I mean, he hit it big at the right time. He played his best football when it was time to get paid.
And the other thing that you want to see matter is that he was part of a championship organization, not just that one Super Bowl that he was a part of this past season, in his best season, and that's the other thing. They catch the stock rising, but also just part of the consistency of winning and knowing what it looks like and feels like in that program. And, you know, I think back to when Benjamin Watson came here, and you would think that that kind of thing rubs off on teammates.
They
have a player who was part of that success as he was in New England. So I'm thinking with Kruger, 27 years old, you know, kind of that right mix age-wise with younger guys and even older guys to see, okay, I get what it, you know, I've seen this, guys, and he can tell those teammates, I've seen what it looks like to be a consistent winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the key, and I think you said it right there in your statement there, 27 years old. You know, the guy from coming in, you know, Desmond Bryant, right in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
Quentin Groves, right in his mid-20s. When you talk about guys like Watson, and in the old times, Vic, and you remember this well, in free agency, you got guys later in their career.
Right.
And that they made their money off being with great programs, but they were really, you know, in the bottom of the ninth of their football career.
Right.
Not so here. And I like what the Browns have done here. They've targeted players that are beyond their rookie years, obviously.
Right.
But right in their prime, certainly not in the twilight.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You brought up Desmond Bryant's name, and that's the other guy, and he gets a little lost in today's shuffle, but tomorrow he'll be more of the spotlight in the news conference. But a big signing nonetheless. I mean, in order, number two, and not that far distance in the eyes of the Browns after Kruger in terms of bringing him aboard from Oakland. This was a Harvard guy who makes it as an undrafted free agent, really makes himself into something of a disruptive force, of a guy who's versatile, who can pressure the passer as well as stop the run. He's always around the ball, making tackles. And you like that. And a big size, too. I mean, you know, you
6'6", 311.
You know, big frame. So all those things, I think, are key. But I think the other key here is that you didn't think of, we didn't think of D-line being a big need, right?
Right.
But they get this guy, and this tells me something. This tells me we are going to see a lot of different fronts from Ray Horton's defense.
Absolutely. And the other thing, you know, when Joe Banner was talking during the Paul Kruger press conference is, hey, listen, you got three guys up front. You probably have six guys up front that make it on your roster. So we still do not believe that we're overstuffed at that particular position.
Sure.
Because you are going to be flexible, and you need it through that, through the attrition of a game. And I think that's one thing that they did very well last year that I noticed, that they were fresher when they had rotations. That's the new thing now in the NFL defensive schemes, is that you can be hybrid, you can be 3-4, you can be 4-3, but you better be deep.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think? You've got to be deep. Yeah.
And for those who get hung up on 3-4 versus 4-3 and saying, how do you make this transition and how do you make it work? Okay, The Browns just made a major investment. The Browns are going to a 3-4. They make a major investment in a guy who's a tackle from a 4-3 team.
Yeah.
So he comes over from Oakland. That's what they played. And clearly, you look at body type, you look at his production, you look at how he plays, his style of play, and you're Ray Horton, and you're looking at that tape and saying, look, I can do a lot with this guy.
Right.
And then picturing, presumably, the pairings with Phil Taylor or Tabba Rubin inside, or putting him outside with Taylor on the inside, and all these different Billy Winn being part of some of this configuration, I think. I mean, I'm just making presumptions.
Absolutely,
But it looks to me like you can, the idea of having an inside or an outside player is key, because that front could be 3, 4, or 5 guys at any time.
Absolutely. And you go back to Ray Horton when he came into town with his fascinating press conference when he opened up with the media. Big guys that can run, little guys that can hit.
Yeah.
Bryant's a big guy that can run, because you're right, he chases the ball down.
Yeah, he absolutely does. And to put the capper on at least the early part of free agency, Quentin Groves comes aboard, linebacker from Arizona, familiarity with Ray Horton. Sounds like one of those plugger guys that a defensive coordinator who coached him once wants to have with him now in his new team.
Right, and the numbers there, of course, have got to be big. I mean, if you're going to go to this defense, you got to bring linebackers in. They were very young at linebacker last year, which turned out to be a beneficial thing for them.
Sure.
I mean,
in
the aftermath of everything, I think we all enjoyed watching those kids play last year, because we didn't know a heck of a lot about them at this time of the year last year. They weren't even here, some of them, and they played very well. But you need linebackers here. You need numbers.
And interestingly, and he's not going to be the household name in free agency, that maybe people had hoped might happen at this position. But tight end is an important position. And Gary Barnidge comes aboard from Carolina, dealt with some injuries and such. But what does he have going for him? He's another guy who, according to Rob Chudzinski, who coached him there, that's one thing he's got going for him, especially coached him there in Carolina when he was offensive coordinator these past 2 years, says he's both a runner and, I mean, a receiver and a blocker, and has overcome some injuries.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that you got to go with Chud on this one, that, you know, there's a familiarity there, that he's feels comfortable with him. And, you know, Vic, I have to tell you, and we talked about it, I think, last week when we were talking on the show, and that was that we can get all caught up in linebackers, defensive people, maybe a corner here, you know, but, you know, a glaring need for the Browns was tight end, and maybe they're not done there yet. I mean, maybe they still need a little bit more, but tight end was going to be important.
Exciting start.
Very exciting,
About what you expected, though,
I think
what?
A little bit more, because, and this is a new feeling for us, because the last couple of years the Browns have not stuck their nose into free agency, but they have been right in it. They've had their nose out in front, I think.
Great stuff, Jim. Thank you so
much.
All
right,
he's the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizzaiola melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite, so I'm gonna need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's a handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get the Subway Prado to enjoy the Delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizzaiola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Subway for our March featured values. Introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking off with the juicy oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. A classic, just $3. And that's not all. Try the Buffalo Chicken $6 foot-long special too. Bold Buffalo foot-long flavor, only $6. Both available all month long as our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that!
Bam! Just did.
Oh!
Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Wise man once said, don't judge a book by its cover. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and while this warning applies to many areas of life, it is definitely a good thought to keep in mind when shopping for a new mattress. Gone are the days that you could buy based on a brand's reputation. Most beds being manufactured today do not compare with their predecessors in terms of quality and durability. Many are only padding one side of the mattress, using thinner wire in their springs, and not real working modules in their box springs. At the Original Mattress Factory, we want you to look under the covers. The mattress covers, that is, will literally show you the inside of not only our mattresses, but of mattresses you might see while shopping as well. Come take a tour. See how mattresses are built from the inside. After all, that's the part of the mattress that supports your body while you sleep. We'll answer every question you have so you can choose the mattress that's perfect for you. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Are you a manufacturer looking to increase your profitability? You need to call the world-class consultants at Magnet, the Manufacturing Advocacy and Growth Network. Magnet's professionals will meet with you and your team and perform a no-cost analysis of your operations, showing how you can quickly reduce your costs and significantly grow your sales. Call Linda at 216-391-7766 for Magnet's no-cost analysis for Northeast Ohio manufacturers. That's 216-391-7766.
Hey Cleveland, it's Jake from Jake's Garage, and I'm going on spring break.
Jake, you can't take a break now. Our customers need you.
Not that kind of break, Lisa. It's our annual spring break special.
You're an idiot.
That may be, but this is one of our biggest deals of the year. $239.95 pads and rotors installed per axle.
That's a deal that won't break the bank.
Leave the jokes to me.
Whatever.
Come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station and take advantage of our spring break deal today.
Carucci with you on this Football Wednesday. And what an eventful one it has been. What an eventful just couple of days it has been. We're all just sort of, I don't know, just running on adrenaline around this place. It's been very fun, very exciting. And wrapping it up here with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just to let you know, the next couple of nights, unfortunately, we build this great crescendo between Monday and today. And the next two nights, this show will be preempted because KNR is going to be carrying the MAC basketball tournament. All right, so that's tomorrow and Friday. Won't have this show, but we reconvene on Monday. And from Monday through Wednesday of the coming week, we will broadcast from beautiful Arizona. We'll be there for the NFL owners meeting, and you're going to get all the latest that's going on, not only, still with Browns news and transactions and such that'll, I'm sure, carry on through the coming week, but the principals will be there. Owner Jimmy Haslam, you'll hear from him. CEO Joe Banner, you'll hear from him. Head coach Rob Chudzinski, you heard from him tonight. You'll hear from him again next week. So we will be out there with the Browns contingent at the league meetings and covering that for you. But what did we learn today? I mean, I think we learned a lot about this young man named Paul Kruger. And when I say a lot, I maybe put that in quotes. What can you glean from just a short time of being around a guy? But he's 27 years old. He and his mom and dad flying in overnight. They caught a plane at midnight Utah time, I guess. Flew in, all night, and we're working on no sleep. And in fact, in the studio here, while you know, while Paul was doing the interview, didn't want to say this on the air, but Mom and Dad were, you know, they were working on their share of adrenaline. But eventually, at some point, it was a great scene where they were sitting on chairs next to each other, kind of putting their heads together and catching a quick nap in the studio. You know, so to write, not that they weren't interested in what their son was saying or doing, but it was that kind of a day for them. So I thought that scene kind of captured a lot, but asking a lot of questions and excited about Cleveland and about being part of this in a big family, a tightly knit family. We learned that this guy, and I love it, you know, we talk about being grounded and growing up around, you know, hunting and fishing and all those outdoor activities, things that folks around Northeast Ohio can clearly identify with, and saying he identifies with the fans and knowing what hard work is all about, but also that he's out there to kick some butt on a football field, that's the guy, the performer in him that has to come out as well. And I think he fully intends that. And I love his references to wanting to be the more complete guy. I think he relishes coming out of the shadows of those iconic players that he was with in Baltimore. And then we're going to learn more tomorrow about Desmond Bryant, the defensive lineman signed as a free agent from Oakland. He'll meet the media. And looking forward to that. I'll be on hand for that. Even though we don't have the show, I'll be present for that, tweeting about it. Been blogging for you faithfully here on ClevelandBrowns.com. We encourage you to read the stuff I've written, the stuff that Matt Florjancic has produced, our photo galleries, all that good stuff. Want to thank Bernie Kosar and Rob Chudzinski for being on the show. Paul Kruger, certainly, for being on the show. Jim Donovan for his participation. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank my producer tonight, Emmett Golden. We will talk to you again on Monday. Hang around for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.